You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
You're listening to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast with our host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you like these resources, if you like them being free, if you like them 5 days a week along with Coach Unplugged in High School Hoops, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's what keeps the lights on. It's one way for you to repay us. And also leave a 5-star review. We love those. Let's head off the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute.
Okay, Coach, do you have a favorite drill or a favorite thing you do at practice that you would like to share with the coaches?
Absolutely. Being a veteran coach, but I started this early in my career. I've done it for next year's my 40th season. I've probably done it for 30 consecutive years. I spend an hour a day still on skill development. So I use the word to the kids, boring, monotonous repetition is what makes players, because what happens is after you do it thousands of times, you no longer think about things. You play and you react. So I do a lot of skill work with, tons and tons of shooting, but we do footwork stuff, ball handling with cones into shooting drills. So we're always combining skills into other skills, to really get the kids to learn and play the game of basketball the way it's supposed to be played. But one of my favorite drills is we call it 5-man break. And if you and I are standing at half court and we're looking down at the either basket at the baseline, I put 5 lines down there. Let's say starting in the right corner, out of bounds on the baseline is line 1, then move over a couple steps is line 2, in the middle of the under the basket is line 3, and then going down towards the other corner is line 4 and line 5. So they're all equally spaced out, and the rotation is real simple. Line 1 goes to 2, 2 goes to 3, 3 goes to 4, 4 goes to 5, and 5 goes back to 1. Okay. I put my point guards in the middle line, and they pretty much stay in that line the whole time, but the other 4 lines rotate. So here's how the drill works. It's an awesome drill. The inside 3 lines 2, 3, and 4, do a tight 3-man weave. The outside lines, line number 1, line number 5, sprint down to the opposite baseline, touch it with their foot, and then they run back sideways so they can see the ball towards the center jump circle, and then they form a tandem defense. I got ball, I got basket. Once the other 3 guys do their tight 3-man weave, whoever scores doesn't matter. The 2 wings fill the right lane or the left lane, and then the point guard comes down the middle of the floor, and then they play 3-on-2 coming back. So it's a 5-on-0 down and then 3-on-2 coming back. And then what I'll do on that is I'll add a ton of different things philosophy-wise, what we do in our half-court man-to-man ball screen offense, So, for example, as we're coming down, instead of having the point guard in the middle of the floor, I'll have him come down the right slot. I'll have the right lane wing player run to the corner, and then I'll have the third guy who's supposed to run to the left corner. He'll come over and set a drag screen for the point guard, and the point guard will come down from right hand to his left hand. The drag screen guy will roll to the basket, and then the corner guy will lift up and replace. So you're getting your, ball screen action where you get a roller, and then you have, you know, you get help from the corner on defense, and then that guy from the corner comes up and replaces. So I can add just so many things to it. And our program, I make our modified freshman JV and varsity all do that drill.
I love that. I love that. I love the what you started with too, with the monotony and stuff. It's like, from a math teacher, if you don't know your multiplication tables, you can't do calculus.
Well, exactly. And seriously, I mean, my kids, if you walked into, I mean, we have open gym tonight, and you know, if you walked in my practice night, you know, and said, "Hey, what does Coach Blackard always say about you know, skill work?" If we do it thousands and thousands of times, we'll get better, you know, and yeah. It's the truth. It's the truth, because then they're just playing basketball. They don't think anymore. They just they react. And right. That's what we want our kids to do.
Yeah. And I think that's been least lost in education. I'm not even talking about basketball. I'm talking about education. It's like, sometimes sure, you need to know why you're doing it and how you're doing it, but you also, there's some of it that just needs to be, you know, like, multiplication table. You just need to be able to add 2 + 2 together. And part of that's memorization, which is like a fundamental. You have to have those fundamentals.
Absolutely. No, it's, I mean, for basketball specifically, but I mean, I am a retired teacher. I taught for 31 years. I taught high school physical education, but there's always a method to our madness, and for basketball particularly is, going into my 40th year, I still spend an hour a day on skill development, and I always make it, you know, fun, and repetitious, but, you know, it's always for a purpose, you know, whether it's our zone offense, man offense, you know, defensive stuff, but, you know, we do skill work all the time. And one thing that we got 2 years ago, we finally, we bought the gun, and that's, you know, helped us tremendously with our program, because, you know, I get kids, you know, in the summertime specifically, thousands of shots.
Right, and you can get those repetitions that you definitely need. All right, thank you, Coach.
Sports Social Podcast Network.